Hey, this is Action Jackson. I am a criminal defense attorney in Salt Lake City, and I'm doing these podcasts to help people better understand the criminal defense system. Not a lot of people get charged with crimes. When they do, they have no idea what the process is, what it's like, or people who never get charged with crimes never know how the process is, and so this is also to help people better understand really how the criminal defense system works. Just a disclaimer, I am not your attorney. If you need legal advice, I advise you to go get an attorney. This is not legal advice for your specific case. If you do have specific advice that you do need, I advise that you go get an attorney, and I'm only licensed in Utah. I am not licensed to give any advice outside of Utah, and I'm not giving any legal advice to anyone outside Utah. This is just informational for people to better understand criminal defense. So I've talked about the bail bond process, and now I'm going to move on to arraignment. There's not a whole lot to arraignment, but it still is important to know what it is. So arraignment is your first court hearing that someone will have before a judge. Sometimes arraignments and bail hearings are together. If you are booked in jail, then you'll have a judge that may determine bail in front of you and also have you arraigned formally at that time. If you are booked in jail, basically, the law is that you have 72 hours to know what the charges of your crime are. So if you're not arraigned and you don't know what you're there for, then the state has to release you. The problem is sometimes, I guess the state thinks that it's not a hard and fast rule, so they think that they don't have to follow that 72-hour rule. And also, states like their holidays, so if somebody gets picked up on a crime on a Friday night and it's a three-day weekend, then they might not have a court date until Tuesday. So there are some issues there with arraignment, but basically arraignment is kind of your Count of Monte Cristo sort of reason why we have it. Sort of like habeas corpus too. Habeas corpus is way down the road though. But it's basically like on Count of Monte Cristo when he's in jail asking what's his crime? What's his crime? That's what it's for. It's to tell you what you are being charged with, what you're being held on, and to inform you of your charges. And so they say you're charged with this, this, and this, and they tell you the maximum penalty of jail time and the maximum penalty of fines they can do on those charges, and other things that may affect you, like your immigration status, and also they inform you of your constitutional rights, your right to have an attorney, your right to have a trial. Depending on your crime, if it's a higher felony, then you have a right to a trial by jury. If it's a lesser crime, you may have a right to trial by jury, but it may be a less number of jurors. So, for example, if you're charged with a DUI, usually there's only about four jurors that sit on that. If it's more of a capital crime, you'll have at least about 12 jurors sitting on that. And also, you'll be told about your right to testify at trial, your right to cross-examine witnesses. So that's kind of what happens there. And then also the big part is pleading guilty and saying not guilty. And I guess I want to touch a little bit on this, not give legal advice because I'm not your attorney, but I have gone through a lot of city courts, and I do see a lot of people who plead guilty on their very first arraignment date. And I mean, everyone has a right to decide whether or not what they want to do with their case, but I would say that you should talk to an attorney first. Even if you don't hire an attorney, first talk to an attorney before just showing up to court and pleading guilty. There's a lot of things, like I said in my introduction to criminal law, maybe you think that you are guilty and there's nothing you can do, and a lot of people look at it that way. But like I said, criminal defense is not just the facts and what somebody did, but it's also the state and how they gathered evidence and what they've done. So it's not just someone charged with a crime on trial, but it's also the state on trial and making sure that the state has done their thing. They have to follow certain hoops and gather certain evidence to make sure that your constitutional rights are still intact. So if anyone has been charged with a crime, I would strongly encourage them to first talk to an attorney and not to plead guilty right out of the bat at arraignment. I've even seen people plead guilty to DUIs right out of the bat at arraignment, and yeah, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of consequences that happen with a DUI, and there's also a lot of hoops that officers have to jump through when you're charged with a DUI. And I would say that even though you don't think you can afford attorney and you just say, well, I just want to get this taken care of, there's so many consequences that can affect you for the rest of your life. And I would say that it's worth the money to sit down and talk to an attorney about your case. I mean, if you don't have the money, I would recommend asking family, friends, cousins, somebody to help you talk to an attorney, because it really is, there's so much at stake, especially for a DUI and especially with other crimes and any crime for that matter. Even if you think that it's not a big deal, like a theft class B misdemeanor or an assault class B misdemeanor, there's still a lot of strings attached that you may not know about before you go into that and plead guilty, and then later on you'll find out that, wow, I didn't know about that, and now this is affecting this part of my life for the rest of my life. So yeah, that is my encouragement there. I cannot emphasize that much so enough. I mean, so many people think that they just want to get it over with, and that people that don't that say they're not guilty are creepy and they are just trying to get out of a crime. But no, they have constitutional rights. They have a right to an attorney. They have a right to trial. They have a right to jury. You have all those rights. And once you plead guilty, you're waiving all those rights. And it's not a good idea to waive all those rights right off the bat. So arraignments are not a lot happens there at your arraignment. I wouldn't freak out about it. There's nothing to worry about. Basically, it's just telling you of your charges, what's going to happen. And then afterwards, what happens is they set your court date to a pretrial date. And then between now and the pretrial, things happen with your attorney or yourself. You talk to the prosecutor and try and figure something out. But I would say that it's important that you at least get your case to pretrial before figuring out and trying to close the case, basically. There's only a few exceptions, I would say, when you would want to plead guilty on an arraignment, but they're so far and few that I would say that it's really not a good idea. But I mean, if you think that you're those far and few exceptions, I'd at least talk to an attorney before you do that. So that's my preaching for the day and on arraignments. And so after that, I guess we'll talk a little bit. There's a lot of stuff that happens between pretrial, the arraignment and pretrial. So maybe I'll try and cover some things between then and that. But yeah, so this is Action Jackson signing out.